What did most people do in those years, in the hard years, for recreation or entertainment? Did they have time to relax? What did you do? Nothing?
Well, there certainly wasn't much. There was no money for, if you had to pay to go to things, yeah, you just didn't go.
Right.
There was no money for, if you couldn't make your, have picnics and go to concerts. I think a lot of amateur concerts and things went on. People did things to amuse themselves. But if it was a case of paying, I mean, even the car fare wasn't always available. Mm-hmm. So let alone having to pay when you got in. I mean, I don't think anyone ever went into Vancouver for a pleasure of any kind. I mean, you just couldn't afford it.
Right. Did you go into Vancouver much for anything?
Once a year.
Once a year. What about New West? That was much closer to where
closer,
you were.
Closer, yes, but there wasn't too much in the way of entertainment going on there. I mean, people just, if you couldn't find your own amusement, or if you weren't musical and didn't enjoy, musical things, which were, you didn't pay for, well, you just didn't, there just weren't things to go to.
Mm-hmm. What about shopping? Could you do all your shopping locally?
At Edmonds, yes. Yeah. We had, there was always a butcher shop there and a grocery shop. Yes, that's, I dealt entirely there for, oh, many, many, many years. Had the same butcher for, oh, I don't know how many years. And the little, two shops where you could buy your groceries. And then there was a little dry goods shop there and a hardware shop. So actually we were fairly well self-contained there.
What sort of things did you do as a housewife in the 30s to make your money go further?
Bake bread, and, I just did everything I could. I mean, there's a, you know, you didn't part with a cent unless you absolutely had to. It was a case of, you never thought of, nothing was too much work. Just nothing, you know, that, we all grew our own vegetables and things, you know, and put up our own fruit, and actually it was a very happy time.
It was.
I mean, to me, I never thought about it being a hardship at all, and always hoped that you could put up extra things that you could give to other people, especially if you grew things yourself. And if you had nice vegetables, well, I mean, you know, and I always remember laughing. I loved gardening, and people used to come and see me, and I'd give them a bunch of carrots in one hand and a bunch of flowers in the other. But, you always felt, well, now, what could you give the person when they came? So it was, it was strenuous, but it was a very happy time. It was a very happy time of my life. Very happy.
Did you have your daughter then?
Elizabeth came to us in 1929.
So just before the Depression.
Yes, yeah. Just before. In fact, this is when I used to worry about this milk. She had to have this special milk that cost 25 cents a quart. And the ordinary milk, I think, was something like 8 or 10 cents. So this was special milk for Elizabeth, but she always had it.
You managed to get,
yes,
the 25 cents.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we always had it, yes. But I look back now, and I think they were happy days.
Yeah. Is there any one thing that stands in your mind, out in your mind about the Depression years?
Except I think perhaps it opened people's eyes to another way of life that made people realize that some people had a bit of a struggle all the time. I mean, we were just struggling for a few years, but I think it made us realize that that was the way that some people lived all the time. and it made me feel that I had to help and give more. And I used to think, well, one of these days when I have money again, you know, that it made me feel that I could never do enough for other people, and wanted to work all the harder to keep the Victorian Order of Nurses going, because they could go into the homes. That's what I used to say, you know, they can go into the homes and do things that I would love to do, but I'm not trained to do.
Yeah.
So I think that people came out, they were finer people, and they had I had no regrets about anything that I went through, absolutely none.